Okay, this is Brother Jim on to part four, where we're covering born again. Nathan just agreed. The Anabaptist world, many people are not born again. That's my biggest fear. And we're going to cover that born again message in another audio. Mark Bullen has it all wrong, showing the fruit that they lack, the Spirit of God. Let's continue.
Born again, Luke 13:3, that was Jesus' first ministry words. Repent. Then Jesus said, you must be born again, John 3, by the Spirit of God. You all skipped over that.
Yeah, and in one of the sermons where Mark actually talks about me meeting Nathan in the street, he says, I teach people, be born again, be born again. That's actually a lie. I teach people the full gospel, faith in Christ, repentance, that they must be born again by the Spirit of God. Of course, you can't be born again on your own. That's not what I teach. I'll cover that. But Jesus in John 3 covers being born again multiple times. I think it's 3 to 4 times. And I'll cover that when I do the refuting of Mark's sermon. And then in 1 John, it talks about born of God, born of God, born of God. Paul talks about being a new creation. Peter talks about being born again, a new creation. Yet Mark Bullen discounts that. Why? Because Mark's teaching a program. He's not teaching the biblical gospel. Let's keep going.
It's a new life that God does in you. Now the fruit that you have that is not going to church, not following Mark Bullen, not following me. The fruit is, this is my Bible, you get into God's word and you have a hunger and a desire for it and you keep it and follow it and all of its doctrines to the letter.
Amen.
Okay, that's the fruit. You have the Holy Spirit.
Okay, so Nathan Bullen, who is Mark's son, who teaches at LFCF, said amen. They don't keep the word of God to the letter for the New Testament, as he just agreed to. As my testing shows, they have a lording over bishop that says he's the chairman of the board of the body of Christ. That's a lie. That's heresy. They teach you must be in a program for salvation with a bishop over you. That's a lie. They teach that Sunday is the Lord's day and you have to be there worshiping. That's a lie. They teach that you have to be part of a local body before you can even be an evangelist and preach the gospel. That's a lie. So you see how I'm proving Nathan's a liar, because he says these things that he clearly does not back up at LFCF, nor does his father. And my testing proves that. Let's go on.
When you're in sin, like I was in times, I had to correct myself and repent. Always testing myself to the Word of God. You mentioned it. John 14, Jesus said, I think it's 26, the Spirit will teach you all truth. You don't need me. You don't need Mark Bullen. Now, God did install biblical elders, multiple godly men to speak in your lives. I'm all for that. I love that. But if you were on a desert island all alone and happened to either get a Bible or just cry out.
Yeah, the point there was that you can be taught the Word of God just by the Spirit if you don't have anything else. But if God blesses you in your life with biblical, godly men, elders and teachers and brothers, of course they're going to speak into your life. We're all for that. And that doesn't happen at LFCF because Mark's not teaching the biblical gospel. He's not teaching people to seek a new heart and a new mind in Christ. Mark teaches, kind of like Charles Finney, one of his heroes, you can lift yourself up and do it all by a program. That's not true at all. You must have the Spirit of God. Jesus said you must be born again by the Spirit of God to ever enter or see the kingdom of God. That's a big deal. John 3, 2 Corinthians 5:17 teaches a new creation. All things become new. You can't do that on your own. Again, I'm going to cover that. Let's keep going.
After Christ, God is able to raise you up. Faith, repentance, being born again, you miss born again. Holiness and obedience, no one will see God without holiness.
But just understand.
And the last part of the gospel, let me finish, then I'll let you talk. The last part of the gospel, and I got sweat pouring my eyes, is you must endure. I know we agree with that. You must endure in the faith. The big critical one that you missed. You must be born again, and you have to have the fruit. You gentlemen do not have the fruit. Paul said, keep the traditions I've handed down, 2 Thessalonians 2:15. You guys are keeping, and looking at you, Anabaptist-like traditions.
Yeah, that's really a big point. So Jesus appoints Apostle Paul in Acts 9 to be his emissary, his messenger. Paul helps to establish, God built them, helps to establish New Testament bodies. And he says, keep the traditions I've handed down. Mark Bullen is keeping abrogated traditions handed down by Anabaptists. Look at his dress for his men. Look at his Sunday is the Lord's day. Look at many other things. Building-centered faith. Taking the tithe. Paul did not hand the tithe down to the Gentiles. This is a lie. And I prove it all at the testing. Go look it up. Test it. Read it. Contact me if I've got something wrong. Correct me. I'll repent of it publicly. Mark Bullen won't. Mark Bullen lies, slanders, hides in the dark. So does Jesse. So does Nathan. So does all those other men I mentioned. Seven or eight other men from LFCF. Just give an answer to the testing. Mark Bullen writes whole books. Why can't he refute Jim from don'tperish.com? You ask him that question, will you? Let's get back to the audio.
Your Sunday gathering in a building on Sunday morning for an hour and a half. I know you meet and hang out later. This is a Roman Catholic, like when they pass down the edict that Sunday is the Lord's Day. If you know my website well, you know I have articles that prove Sunday's not.
By the way, Samuel Alberts was really disingenuous. He lied, but he was really disingenuous when I said, you know, have you ever seen where you guys go and meet beyond 12 noon or 1 o'clock? And he said, oh, we've preached till midnight one night. Yeah, once a year they do a Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve service where everybody preaches for a while. I'm talking about on a regular basis where you meet and you gather with saints and many men are teaching and sharing and giving. It lasts for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 hours like Paul preaching till midnight in the book of Acts. That's not happening, Mark Bullen. It's pretty laid out, ritual-led, not spirit-led. We're supposed to be spirit-led, Romans 8. Ritual-led, Sunday school, 45, 50-minute sermon, stand up, sit down, sing, pray, make an offering, do the Lord's Supper. Then we go and have food, and we all just hang out. And I know, testimony from the people that have been there, they're worldly. They talk about worldly things. They're not about the things of God their entire lives. And to show how worldly they are, I was at the driveway of Mark Bullen and made a video, and I can see right above his new cult compound building, the American flag, that's idolatrous patriotism. We're not to be patriotic to anyone, to lift up anything other than God, and then a Trump flag. Yeah, Trump approves of homosexuality, and Mark Bullen is waving a flag for him at his cult compound. They're worldly. Their sons have been to Trump rallies. Their sons used to hunt and put on Facebook videos having chasing down big bucks for pride and vanity. Oh, yeah, you can go read it all in the testing. Sinful, wicked, worldly things. Jeff Wallace used to sell war memorabilia. And, oh, yeah, Mark Bullen's son buys 50 caliber sniper rifles for $1,500. You don't shoot squirrels with that thing. I don't know what they're planning on doing with it. But you don't shoot squirrels with that. They're very militant in their mindset over guns and defense. I fear for them the direction they might be headed, but let's get back to the audio.
It's not the Lord's Day. Your dad lies about that. So did Jeff Wallace. John said in Revelation 1, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. Oh, that's Sunday. What was Sunday called everywhere in the New Testament? Do you know?
It's often called the first day of the week.
Yep.
So right there, I don't know which young man it was that said that, but he admits, what was Sunday always called in the Bible, in the New Testament? The first day of the week. What did John say? He didn't say the first day of the week. So they try to tell you Sunday's the Lord's Day. They try to tell you that in Revelation 2 and 3, Mark says that the angels are pastors that Christ is speaking of over the churches. This is all lies, and I have articles that refute all that. You can get to it from the testing. Everything he can do to bolster his lording over Diatrophes mindset of control and programming people, Mark admits in his books, his goal is to program you. And part of that program, he must be bishop over you for you to find eternal life. That's what he teaches. Go to the testing and you'll see it for yourself. But we'll keep going.
John didn't say the first day of the week. He said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. What comes right after that? What comes right after that? You know, when John's talking about that, context is everything, young men. The context was trumpets, judgment, Christ.
By the way, I said context is everything. In one of the sermons Mark talked about me, I said context is everything and I missed the context. He was talking about being born again. Oh, Jesus tells the man in John 3, you have to be born again multiple times. Paul backs up being born again. Peter backs up being born again. In 1 John, it talks about being born again many times. Yet Mark says, I'm out of context on being born again. Mark, I don't believe, is born again by his fruit, and I'm going to prove it when I refute that sermon. He has it all wrong. But here you go. These men admit Sunday's not the Lord's Day. John was saying he was in the Spirit on the day of the Lord is when the Lord returns. That's what I was talking about. Let's keep going.
Great day of wrath coming. The day he was in the Spirit on the day of the Lord is the day of the Lord when Christ returns. Sunday is not the Lord's day. This is a lie.
Yeah, that's the point. I was trying to drive home here is that they really believe that you got to gather on Sunday. It's the Lord's Day. It's the tradition of when the Christians gathered, all these things. That's an absolute lie. And let me show you the hypocrisy. Mark will tell you, you got to be in Sunday church on the Lord's Day. Hey, look up Noah Bullen's Facebook page. Noah Bullen is going to be an airline pilot. And he is away at flight school for, 6 months, I think someone said. How is he attending Sunday services away at flight school? Oh, if you're the bishop's son, you get an exemption from having to go to church. What if Noah dies and he hasn't gone to Sunday church for 4 months? Does he lose his hope of salvation? Mark writes about that and says, you got to be in a program, otherwise you lose your hope of salvation. I guess it only works if you're not the bishop's son. If you're the bishop's son, you get a special exemption. How hypocritical. Let's keep going.
What is the Lord's day? What's today?
Ask a question.
Yeah. What's today?
Wednesday.
Today is the Lord's day. Ask me what tomorrow is.
Lord's day.
We're resting in Jesus Christ. To make it a Sunday ritual, sing, stand up, sit down, do this, do that. Aren't we supposed to be led by the Spirit?
Yeah.
He had a question. I want to honor that.
Where do you find being born again? Is it in the Bible? Correct. I mean, I agree with this, but I'm saying you find where you're born again.
Okay, so then you have I think that might have been Titus, I'm not sure. He agrees with being born again. So Mark Bolan is going to refute me and say, oh, he's teaching born again. Now a second son agrees that you must be born again, even though they didn't even bring it up when they talk about their testimony. They go to church. They're part of a program. When has God's Spirit ever transformed them? Isn't that part of your testimony? Yeah, it was Paul. It was Peter. It was everybody else we read in the New Testament that were transformed. They were weak, ineffectual men. What happened when the Spirit of God came in them? The Pharisees said, who are these guys? They're bold. They're out there speaking and doing things. And we even beat them. And they keep coming back. When were these men born again? So a second Bullenite admits, yeah, we agree. You must be born again. Here's the problem, folks. They don't teach it. And most of them, by their fruit, it's easy to see. They're not born again. They're not biblical Christians. They're cult Bullenites, and that's what I'm trying to show people. Let's keep going.
In the Bible, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when we said you must follow the Bible, when you become a Christian, you must follow the Bible. That's included. But also, the Bible also says you must stop sinning, you must repent, you turn to God, you are saved from repentance. It does all that. When we said you must obey the Bible, isn't that all?
Yes.
We believe you must be born again.
Okay, well, one, your dad's gospel.
Okay, so there you go. Once again, Nathan chimes in. We believe you must be born again. Until recently, Mark Bullen never used the term born again hardly at all. Okay? You don't find it in his writings. You don't find it in his sermons. Program, one sermon, 53 times in 56 minutes. He said the word program. He doesn't teach being born again. Now when they're called out, you know what I've noticed? Mark Bullen's starting to use the word born again in his sermons. Maybe the truth is having some effect on Mark, but until he repents and gets his heart right, it will be to no avail and he's going to die and perish in his sin. So they don't preach being born again, but Nathan says, oh, we believe in that. More confusion and hypocrisy going on here. Let's keep going.
And his website does not cover that, and my articles show that. It really doesn't cover that. And what's critical is, the reason I bring it up is, that's like saying, tell me how to follow Jesus. And you say, well, just believe on God. That's in the Bible. Jesus said, just believe in me. Wouldn't you tell somebody more than that? You're all lacking the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit. That's why I bring up the born-again message. And I travel... How often have you guys traveled and preached the gospel all over America to hundreds of religious places and in front of men that have degrees and doctors?
Yeah, I'm bringing up here the fact that I travel and I preach. And the reason I did that wasn't to boast, but what I wanted to show them was that their way to evangelize is totally ineffectual. They go out and hold gospel signs occasionally. I'm told they don't do it very much anymore. And they moralize often, saying, you know, leave your sin. They don't, basically what I'm trying to say is, they don't preach the biblical gospel to people to call them to faith, repentance, to warn people that you must be born again by the Spirit of God. You know what they do? they invite people to church. That's what Angela did. Hey, they invite Roman Catholics to church, okay? This is not preaching the biblical gospel. This is indoctrinating people into a cult program. That's what they're really doing. So let's keep going here.
Degrees and pastors, how many of you have done that?
Okay.
And you agree
that some people, because I'm young.
Yeah, you agree that a lot of people, in especially in the Anabaptist world, aren't born again.
So hold that right there. So Nathan says he hasn't done a lot of it because he's young. So Mark has like three, four, five older sons. I don't know of any of these men that go out and evangelize and have traveled and preached the gospel, the biblical gospel. They're all stuck in this cult program. They're all there every Sunday that I know of. Oh, they take vacations and they go to Yellowstone. But I don't know any time they've ever traveled to go out and preach the gospel. If I'm wrong, someone send me the pictures, documentation, where they go out and preach the biblical gospel and call people to faith and repentance. I know what they do. They hold gospel signs and then they invite you to church. And the gospel signs aren't preaching the gospel. They'll hold scriptures up, which I'm not saying that's a bad thing. But they're not calling people to faith, repentance, and being born again in new life. They invite you to church. That's not biblical evangelism. So if you can't go do that when you're younger, I have a question. Once you get married and have children and you have a job, you're going to go do it then? And then when you get older, like Mark's not going and doing it. You're going to do it then? When do you go out and do that? I don't know that the Bolinites do that at all. You know how they get people? Yeah, they siphon off angry, disgruntled, divorced, remarried Mennonites. Or strange cult people like Justin Sholon that bounce all over, landed at Mark's for a while, put away his biblical tunic and started wearing his tight little pants and suspenders like the rest of them, shaved off his biblical beard, then he eventually ran off with his mystical false prophetess wife. Yeah, he was linked to Mark for a while. Point is, when do they go and preach the biblical gospel? I don't see it. If I'm wrong, please, someone correct me. Let's keep going.
Yeah. This is why I hone in on this, and it is critical, because you're right, it's in the Bible. But remember, when the man came to Jesus and said, talking about eternal life, did Jesus just tell him to go read the Torah? What did he say?
You must be born again.
You must, and here, let's cover this. You must be born of water and of...
So there you go. I think that was Nathan that once again agreed, you must be born again. So Jesus says we must be born again. And when I preach that, Mark Bullen tells me I'm wrong. And I'm going to cover that. This shows you the depths of the heresy, false doctrine, and the lack of the true newness of spirit by God, by the Spirit of God, that they're really lacking there. And I'm fearful for them. Again, we love them. We want them to repent. I want Mark Bullen to come to the knowledge of the truth and lay down his pride, his arrogance, and his diatrophy ways. That's what this is all about. I'm not making any money off this. I'm not gaining any people from this. I don't want any of that. I want them to come to faith and repentance and truly glorify God, not a Mark Bullenite program. Let's keep going.
Of the Spirit. There's a big controversy, and it's probably not, you know, I'm not going to talk about that one. That's not worth even talking about. Born again is the point. So faith, repentance, being born again.
Yeah, right there I started going into talking about what being born of water was, and I decided, no, that's a side topic, whether that's water birth or baptism. I didn't even want to go there. So this is the end of part four. Stay tuned. I'll be coming back with part five. We're going to finish this up. We're over halfway through here. We'll be finishing this thing up. Stay tuned.